We believe that humanity should no longer pollute the Earth, but the Titans, whose souls are pulled down by gravity, think only of ravaging it.
Do you guys remember what happened last time?
Yeah. I went to a casino.
Nope.
I'm going to start blasting.
My brother Rast found out that I'm actually co-pilot.
No, that was me. That was me. I went to casino.
All right. So the Mercs went to go meet the AUK sponsor at McDaniels. They did. They met one Miss Mito Sakano. And then immediately after kind of a deal was struck, a police raid happened. So there is a police raid at the McDaniels. That's the Wolf, Mad Gun, and Holden group. Cinco, definitely not Lone Star, but Cinco by himself went to a casino after getting split up from Capri, and at that casino spotted a man who looks remarkably like Rast Marco, assumed as such, and attempted to approach him. Involved himself into some gambling that was probably not gambling, and then for his trouble, received a bullet from this man in a back alley. All right. And then likewise, Capri, who split off, she went on a date with Jared fucking Mesa.
The worst fate out of all of us.
The worst fate. Cinco Venus is dying in an alley right now.
We're about to have a gunfight.
And he's still like, at least I'm not dating Jared. Go on a date with Jared Mesa.
Those are my last words, yeah.
Seen Jared Leto's belly button.
Not Jared Leto. Jared Mesa, though I think Jared Leto would probably play a pretty decent Jared Mesa.
Yeah, but he'd be scary a little bit. He has a little bit of unhinged scary in his eyes.
What do you mean, a little bit?
I think he could play unhinged scary
douche.
He's
a little bit damaged, you know what I mean?
I think Jared Leto could play unhinged scary douche.
He doesn't even need to act.
Yeah, I know. It's just him. He can just be himself.
That's what I'm saying. Jared Leto is just unhinged scary.
He would still find a way to method act it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're like, I'm going to go live in my house for a year. See what that's like.
I'm going to go to a bar every Friday and have one drink and try to socialize.
I don't know why this is. I'll just a quick aside. When I was watching the Shane McGowan documentary and Johnny Depp had that accent, that was really wild.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. All right, so in the smoky back room of the McDaniels, Miss Sakano leads you to a side room that is full of weaponry while the police raid occurs outside. You have quite a selection here, though they're all going to kind of boil down to
guns,
assault rifles, submachine guns, pistols. There's no real explosives here. And then someone requested a barrel. So there is like, you know, a metal barrel here.
Can I spend a fate point to get a stick of dynamite?
Oh, I forgot about narrative point.
A barrel? Like what, like a metal barrel?
Yes.
Like a cannon?
No, Holden specifically wanted a barrel here for some reason.
I did? Right? What the fuck?
What the
I don't
fuck?
Remember this.
I think it was Holden, or was it Mad Gun who wanted a barrel here?
What? Is it like an explosive barrel?
No,
did
I don't
write
know.
This
it's
on
literally
the notes?
Just like a container barrel.
Someone specifically
oh,
requested
I know what. Like a
fucking barrel in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I remember now, like a fucking wooden barrel. I was thinking
oh,
like
shit,
a
you're
metal
about to do
pipe.
Some like Pirates of the Caribbean bullshit.
No, like a barrel that you store stuff in.
Hell yeah, because I was going to surprise them.
Sure, whatever, like, you know, you have in mind, there's
look,
a barrel in here.
I actually
sure.
have a better thing in mind. I don't remember what I had in mind then. What if the barrel was filled with something explosive?
There you go. Explosive barrel.
I will say the barrel is filled with, like, fuel. And so it is flammable and in the compressed form, explosive. And so potentially explosive and damaging.
It's a wooden barrel.
It's not a wooden barrel. It's a. Why would you put that in a wooden barrel? Why would
That's
there
what I'm asking you.
I'm just. It was a wooden barrel. Now it's not a wooden barrel.
Why would it? I don't.
It
know
was initially a wooden barrel because that's what I requested because I was gonna pop out of it like Donkey Kong.
I mean, you can pop out of a metal barrel too. So
yeah, but it was my suggestion.
Well, Dallas, are you going to go inside the metal barrel filled with fuel to pop out of it just to be...
No, I'm not doing it. The plan has changed. The plan has changed.
I have taken a narrative point for your barrel.
Not fair. Fuck you.
You gave it to me already. You gave it to me before. You gave it to me in the last episode.
You didn't want explosives in it.
I'll boycott this fucking episode.
You just wanted an empty barrel. I was like, sure, shenanigans.
Do we want a barrel full of explosive? You think that's helpful?
I don't really.
The ghost of the now dead Cinco says yes.
Okay, that's one.
Do it.
One yes, one no.
Blow up the McDaniels. Ruin the game.
What about
you? Kill everyone.
What about you, Matt? You think a barrel full of explosives would be kind of fun, right?
I don't know. It depends on how many narrative points we have.
You have three.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, I think a barrel full of explosives is funny.
We would have two.
If you don't That's buy the barrel, I already took one away. So
what do you mean? What'd you take it away from? We didn't even do anything yet.
Because I'm pretty sure you're gonna buy it. So you had four, and if you decide the barrel, you'll have three. Okay.
I like denying Adam the opportunity to do stuff too. So
the barrel is to your benefit. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
We're going to burn all your NPCs alive, Adam, and it's going to ruin your scene of taking us forward.
You think I put up a police raid in a fast food restaurant and want any of these people in here to fucking make it out alive?
Yes. Obviously, one of them's gay, and it's going to be a future NPC.
You know what? Just for that, Adam, we're gonna save and befriend one of these NPCs.
Are you buying the barrel full of fucking fuel or not?
I'll leave it up to Fern.
Yeah, Fern could decide.
Well, I already said I don't need it.
Okay, we don't need it then. We don't need it.
Okay, all right. I'll give you the narrative point back.
So it's just a wooden barrel now for...
It's not wooden! It's not!
Well, now that we denied the metal barrel full of fuel, it goes back to being the wooden barrel with nothing in it, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly how that works.
So Dallas can go in and pop out of it like Donkey Kong.
All right, there is an empty wooden barrel in the room.
Thank you.
Okay, I get two pistols, and I get inside the barrel.
Without saying anything to anybody, just two pistols, starts getting in barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he'll be out of the way.
It's just
what is he doing?
Just let him do it.
He's special, okay.
I suppose you are all the professionals. I'll trust you. The door over there, she motions.
I pop out of the barrel. Just a test. See how easy it is to pop out of the barrel.
Okay.
Nod and I get back in the barrel.
Yeah, you pop out, no trouble. It's not an issue. It would only be an issue if something was like blocking the little side you pop out, and then you'd have to turn around inside the barrel, and it might be a little difficult to do that.
The side? Doesn't he pop out the top?
This is like Donkey Kong.
What the fuck, dude? That's not Donkey Kong at all. Popping out the side?
No one's going to come into this room, probably.
Adam, it's probably a wine cask. We all know it's a wine cask. What if, you know how the wine cask has like a little bung hole is what they call it?
Uh-huh, yeah, the official term, the bung hole, the corked bung hole, yeah.
So it has a cork in it. I want to keep the cork in, but I can, in a pinch, pop the cork out and stick my little pistol out. Woo! Just saving that for later.
Okay. All right.
So I got some options now. I know plan. I'm good with that.
Oh, God.
She turns to the two sane-appearing mercenaries and says, you see that door over there? Just press it open. It's a secret wall that exits next to the freezers in the back of the restaurant.
Are there any load-bearing walls here? I feel like this place would fall apart real quick.
Yeah, for real. Right? Look,
there's three secret doors, okay? That's... Fine, all right.
There's a bunch of pillars everywhere.
Bunch of pillars in this back.
Dude, I'm feeling around for secret doors the rest of this
game.
That's
cover. We got him. We got him, boys.
Adam also gave us cover. Idiot.
I was going to give you cover anyways.
I don't trust you.
What, like hanging fucking cow carcasses because it's a freezer? Fuck no. I've seen this movie.
Yeah, and
fuck
then if you worked your way out into the kitchen, there were like, you know, tables and rows of like, you know, prep counters, you know, fucking things you'd expect.
How many pillars?
I mean, in this room, there are four.
So there's no pillars in the other rooms?
No, in this room, there's four pillars.
Can I stick my legs out of the barrel and like walk around and then get
Yeah, that would be the other, the bottom part of it, the other side of the barrel. Yes, you can pop your legs out of that.
Okay. Let's go, guys.
Wait, I haven't chosen a weapon yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what are we arming ourselves with other than Holden with the dual pistols?
I was wondering, because you didn't mention it, but are there any shotguns?
I'll allow a shotgun if you want one.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll take a shotgun.
That didn't sound like Wolf style. I thought he was a sniper.
Well, you're in close quarters here. Yeah.
That's very smart, I guess.
Good thinking.
Is my barrel shotgun proof?
No, it's a wooden barrel.
Also, can I get a sidearm?
Yeah, you can take a pistol. Absolutely.
Yeah, there we go. A shotgun and a pistol. That's all I need.
Cool. All right, Mad Gun, what are you selecting from the buffet?
Why don't you describe some of the weapons there? I want to know their real-life names.
They don't have real-life names. They're Federation assault rifles. They do have names, but I'm not going to Google them right now.
I'm not supposed to get immersed if you indulge me.
All right, let's wait for 10 minutes while I Google this up.
Yeah, I'll just take a regular assault rifle.
Cool, all right.
No, I want an underbarrel grenade launcher attached to it, though.
I mean, you might be able to find that, but there's no grenades in here.
What's the fucking point of having a...
There's no explosives in this room, I said that! Y'all passed on the explosive barrel!
We could spend a narrative point for a grenade, though, right?
If you spend a narrative point, y'all can have a crate of grenades.
A crate? Like, yeah. That's how many Whoa. Is that?
I don't know. It'll be like a small, like, little supply crate of
like
grenades.
20.
You might have, like, 20, 25.
What?
Yeah. How about instead of that, is there, like, a machine gun here? Like a belt-fed one?
Nah, nothing that large. This is all, like, relatively small arms.
Like, how small are we talking? Are we talking, like, in between, like, 3 feet? Like, maybe, like, the size of a baby's arm? Or, like... Like a grown man's arm.
3 feet is not the size of a baby's arm.
Holy
what
shit,
babies
bro.
Are you seeing?
What the fuck babies have you been seeing?
Oh, man, fucking...
So, no, there are, like, some assault rifles. There are some that are space safe so that they have, like, they absorb the recoil in the barrel. They're all, like, Federation style. There are, like, some submachine guns that are, like, smaller. And then there are pistols.
Just give me an assault rifle.
Cool. Do you want a space safe one?
I want the action hero overcompensating assault rifle.
I mean, you can take like extra bandoliers of ammo and you'll probably achieve that look if you want that, I guess.
And just like enough to get me to where I'm going.
All right. With you guys loaded up, Sakano positions herself like next to the secret door, but like to the side of the wall that's not going to open up. And she kind of looks at you all to see if you're ready, if you're prepared, or if y'all have some other way you want to go about this.
Wait, is there another way?
I mean, not really. You could go out the other secret entrance that puts you out
what?
Of the bathroom.
Oh, okay. I thought there's another one?
No. But like that one like leads you out into a hallway with, you know, no cover. It's a bathroom hallway, so it's not the best. This is probably the better position to pop up out of.
I look at her and nod.
Inside the barrel?
No, he's got his head out.
The lid of the barrel nods.
Yeah, I stick my little head out. I nod and I put my head back
with
in.
With the top of the barrel still on top of your head.
Yeah, I'm fucking... it's camouflage, Adam. You're acting like this is a dumb idea. Everyone's going to get shot.
I'm just intertuned at how Looney Tunes it is. It's fun.
Oh, it's not like... I'm sorry. Let's create a not fun podcast.
I'm not criticizing you. I'm driving home the point, okay?
All right, all right.
Are the other two... Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
I nod at them, too.
Okay. Everyone's nodding at each other.
It's a tense moment.
She looks at the secret door, nods at it, takes a drag from her cigarillo. and
the door nods back.
and pushes it open and moves to the side. immediately what you see in like the kitchen area that this is open to is that you have opened up next to like where the freezers are, and you don't see anything immediately in terms of hostiles, but you can hear people moving around, like footsteps and stuff.
I move out into the kitchen area or freezer area.
It's the kitchen area. The freezers are like next to you.
Oh, okay.
This is like what you exited out of is basically a fake freezer. So in the center, there is like a little island counter. Two of them, actually, making two rows. That's going to be like your best cover to hide behind and stuff like that.
Yeah, I snap to it like Gears of War.
Awesome. Cool. All right, Mad Gun.
Probably follow up. That'd probably be the safest thing to do.
Cool. Are you going to use the same cover, or are you going to stay back with, like, using the secret doors cover?
It'd be nice to make sure that our escape route is clear, so I'll use the secret door. You know, I'll make sure we have a way to escape.
If you have to fall back. Okay,
cool. Yeah.
All right, Holden?
Actually, I want to use the barrel that Holden's in as cover. And while I'm shooting from behind cover, I just want to taunt them. Like, yeah, come on, you can't get... No.
All right, Holden, what are we doing? What is the barrel plan?
The barrel plan, I think right now, I'm going to go tiptoe to the opening that goes out towards where, like, the main room, and get in barrel position.
So, like, at where the kitchen leads into, like, the main part of the restaurant?
Yeah, and I'm going to free my bunghole.
Are you setting the barrel down, like, right at the doorway, pretty much?
No, it's, like, to the sides.
To the side, out of the way?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. In a barrel position?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to free my bunghole.
All right, you pop your cork and free your bunghole. Yeah, no, you can see that there are 8 armored militarized police officers here.
Armored?
Yeah, they're wearing like SWAT gear, SWAT-style gear, yeah.
But not on their legs, right? Just on their chest.
Yeah, it's mostly body armor. The armor on their arms and legs are going to be on the lighter side. And there's 8 in total. They seem to be in 2 groups of 4.
I'm going to stick my hand out the top, and I'm going to give the hand signal for all of that.
For all that shit. You're
describing the whole situation with a hand signal?
Well, whatever best works, yeah.
I think you could probably... there are probably hand signals for definitely, like, hey, 8 people.
8 people
with one
armored
hand?
Okay, fine. I stick both hands out.
I mean, you can probably just do 4 twice, you know, 4 twice and then fist close or something.
Yeah. Fist close means they're armored. Oh. And if I stick the finger out when the fist is closed, it means they're armored body and helmet. Mad Gun. Mad Gun sees it. He knows what I'm doing.
All right.
He gets it.
Yeah, I know what he's doing.
He's doing good. That's what he's doing.
Now it's just a waiting game, fellas.
Holden, I'm going to need a roll from you.
I'm not seen. I am beside the door, Adam. They can't see me.
I'm not seen.
You're doing hand signals, okay?
Barely. Fucking barely. It's a dark room.
Well, actually, the kitchen's pretty bright. It's, you know.
You didn't say that. You didn't fucking say that.
I guess I didn't say that, but I'm going to need you to roll, like, let's say tact and stealth. I will give you a +2 for the barrel and your positioning.
Damn. I rolled an 8. Hey, we got an extra, well, kind of, we got an extra narrative point.
That you didn't spend on making this an explosive barrel, yes.
And I knew we should have did the explosive barrel.
If you want to use it, you can just make it succeed immediately, or you can make it reroll.
Wait, let me look at my character sheet. We never look at these things. What does it say? When fighting alone, gain a +1. I am significantly further than everyone else.
I think that's a stretch, and you're not fighting yet.
Right, we're about to be.
Then you can get a plus roll then, maybe.
What if I say there's already combat music playing, Adam?
Then what?
You can't use your editing tricks to make this correct.
If you are with your partner, you both gain a +1.
Plus, if you succeed, you're certainly not in combat. What do you mean?
On all rolls, okay, so I'm not alone, but I am with my partner, Mad Gun, so we get a +1 on all rolls.
Okay, all right.
Because of my co-pilot bonus. Wait, I get a +1 pretty much whatever I do then. That's kind of cool.
Whenever you're with Mad Gun, yes.
Or if I'm alone. Why would you give me both of those?
Well, no, there's circumstances where you're with other people who aren't Mad Gun.
That's true. You're right.
Click used.
That work?
Yes. All
right. So I succeed without using a narrative point, right?
You do.
Fuck you.
Hell yeah.
All right, so you successfully communicate without giving yourself away, sticking two hands barely out of your barrel enough to signal whatever is required. I assume it's a comedically long series of gestures.
No, I told you what it was. It's not that funny, Adam. It was very straight to the point.
All right, the other two, you now successfully, know not where they are, but at least how many guys you're facing. They begin to head into the kitchen area or head toward it. There are two entrances to the kitchen, one in which the barrel is set next to, the other one no one is set next to. Y'all are effectively in the middle, so this would be basically on your left and right flanks.
Can I move to the door where the barrel is not in time?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna move up.
All right, Mad Gun, any movements before shit goes south very quickly?
I'm already beside the escape door, right?
Yes, but Wolf just pushed up. You could push up into his position if you wanted to, and that would still kind of be you guarding the escape door.
Can I cover Wolf better from? His old position or my
position? His old position.
All right, I will move to his position.
All right, all three of you are in the kitchen then. Colden won't get a roll on this. Wolf will. Roll me a keen and awareness. You know what? I'll let Holden roll on it too. He has his little hole.
Actually, I have two holes. I mean, I just Googled it. Cats have two holes. They're called bung holes.
Hey, listen, Adam, how important is this roll?
It's pretty important for the first few rounds of the fight for sure.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to re-roll it with my trait called I Know What I'm Doing. You may re-roll failed tests that involve keen.
Awesome.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Look at us all using the character sheet this time. All
right, and then go and re-roll.
Don't fuck me. Okay. What the fuck? Why is that so close?
Adam did something to the bot.
I didn't. I promise.
That's two successes at least.
All right, Holden, same roll, keen and awareness.
You got it.
You got this. Oh.
5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, I got it. One degree.
Okay.
Woo.
All right, fuck yeah. Wolf, you know what's coming next. You've seen police and other...
You've seen every episode of Cops.
How they clear rooms, how they breach. And Holden, your vantage point of being in the bunghole allows you to actually see...
Two bungholes.
Well, bunghole number one, the Keystone bunghole.
Got it.
You actually see the officer reach down next to his waist and pull loose a flashbang. Pull out the ring and get ready to toss it into the room. So, because you guys were aware of it, you guys can, either tell everyone to close their eyes or attempt to intercept the flashbang.
It's not only a flash, you know, it's also heavy on the ears, you know, with a big bang.
It is.
So,
yes.
Okay, but this is a little metagaming, but what if I shoot at it while... Which is a last-ditch effort. It's not going to work. Dude. It's not going to work, but it's going to... If we yell, close your eyes, it's going to alert everyone.
Oh, yeah. This is the beginning of combat. It just decides, like, how do you use this advantage of you knowing that these flash springs are...
Thank you for clarifying the beginning of combat. Cue the music. but then what if Wolf does the yelling or the... You know, so we got both of them. We got both things working for us.
Okay.
If that's what you want to do.
Let me think. Okay, you know, this is a dumb idea that popped into my head. I'm not going to do it, but what if...
I'm listening.
Uh-huh.
What if I take my shotgun, I grab it by the barrel like a baseball bat,
Oh, yeah. I patted it back to him?
No, that's fucking great. You should
do
that.
I'll do the yelling. I'll do the yelling if you do that.
So
it's
dumb.
Like the same idea, just reverse.
It's not
going to
work.
Well, neither is me shooting it out of his hand. I don't think that's going to work.
Actually, I think you shooting it will absolutely work because he'll just drop it either there and it will go off on the squad of officers, or you will actually set off the flashbang in his hand, which will probably cause him to lose his hand and his leg and probably immediately fall on the ground and also get all the officers on that side.
Well,
yeah.
Can you... Maybe throw a grenade at us later for Wolf to do that.
I mean, Wolf can do that with the flashbang too. Y'all can do it with
it's
the
two
flashbang
teams,
on
right?
both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on the other side, though.
So they're both throwing one?
Okay. Yeah.
So we'll just leave it to Mad Gun to not get blind on his own.
With any luck.
We'll both succeed.
With any luck, you're both succeed and he'll see Wolf fucking bat it back into the fucking hallway.
Oh, man, you're going to make me roll like my worst.
Look how bad we've rolled so far. We're bound to both roll good this time.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right.
Holding keen firearms, and I'll give you like a +2 because it's like right there in front of your face.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, I'm still going to fail it. It's going to suck. I hate when I'm like, I'm not going to fail this.
Well, think the opposite. Think, okay, I'm going to fail this.
Boom, 3 degrees. You got it, dude.
3 degrees is success.
3 degrees. 3 degrees.
Hell yeah.
All right. Now, Wolf, I will say, give me a keen and athletics. And I mean, it's not being like thrown like a baseball. It's like a slow pitch. So, you know, fucking, I'll give you a +1. It's going to be pretty easy for you to fucking hit.
That's good. That's a 9. I need to hit a 9. I can do this.
Yes!
Yeah. Same. 3 degrees.
That's 3
of
successes.
What the fuck?
That's so fucking stupid.
You see the ring get pulled out of the flashbang, and both of the officers prepare to toss it in. The one on Wolf's side says, "Von Braun police, put that in," and as he begins to toss it in,
I swing my weapon in around in my hand and I fucking swing it hard as a baseball bat.
You bat the flashbang back out into the fucking hallway and you hear the police officer say, "What the fuck?" Right before it goes off. Holden, on your side, you pull your trigger and I'm just gonna roll a fucking dice on this. On a 1 to 3, he just drops it and it goes off and blinds them all. On a 4 to 6, he loses a good chunk of his hand. Yeah, you shoot him and it takes off his index finger. He drops the flashbang. He screams, "There's a guy in the barrel!"
Why would he know that? Why would he know the bullet came from the barrel's bunghole?
Because it was right in front of him and it fucking shot out.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Then the fucking flashbang goes out after he yells, "There's a guy in the barrel."
Did it blind him?
Yeah, it blinded everyone there except for
good,
you.
Good, I'm gonna pop out of the barrel and shoot him.
Hold on, Adam. Uh-huh. Did he just put the gun barrel up to the bunghole?
Yeah, I shot from the bunghole.
He shot from the bunghole, yeah.
In an enclosed space.
Yeah, his ears probably hurt. His ears are probably ringing down.
His ears are fucking ringing.
That's fine, though. This is action movie rules. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, people don't hear gunfire in action movies.
I still heard him say he's in the barrel, so I'm going to kill him. Fuck him. Giving away my hiding spot.
Mitch.
We'll go with Mad Gun real quick, though, for Mad Gun reactions. Mad Gun, are you doing anything?
They're still in the doorway, and now they're all disoriented, right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I'm just going to start placing shots in the doorway, trying to kill people.
Putting shots next to the doorway, or just through it as they, like, you hope they file in, basically?
Yeah, basically.
Gotcha. Give me, then, we'll say poison firearms. Which door are you aiming at? Mr. Wolf's or Mr. Holden's? Mr. Bax, sorry.
Mr. Holden's.
Mr. Holden's.
Which one's closer?
You're dead center, man.
Wolves.
Wolves. Okay. Give me that roll then, poise firearms. They're blinded, so everyone gets a +2. Don't forget this.
Rolled an 8.
Fell by 1?
Yeah, fell by 1.
You sent some rounds through the, through the doorway, but you don't manage to hit the officer that's, like, panicking and falling back because he can't fucking see shit. He manages to luckily avoid your rounds. All right. Since Holden wants to pop out of the barrel, Holden.
So he's like right in front of me. So he's.
Oh, yeah. They're all lined up, actually, right in front of you.
But I'm not in front of the door. I want to make that clear. I'm not in front of the door.
Yeah, no. You said
I'm waiting for people to come in, you know?
Well, they won't come in until they, you know, fucking.
Yeah,
you know.
No, you shouldn't wait. You should seize this opportunity.
Absolutely. You should pop out of the barrel and fuck them.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that. I did that. That's what I'm doing.
All right, you don't need to roll out, pop it out of the barrel, but describe how are you firing both guns? Okay.
Like bang, 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 bang. You know, bang, 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 bang.
All right. All right. All right. All right. That sounds kind of either grit or wrathy. I'm going to say grit. Go grit firearms.
5, six, seven, eight, 4 degrees of success.
All right. You pop out of the barrel and begin firing, you know, pistols akimbo and, you know, laying rounds, at least four of them into the cop in front of you. After the first two, he falls down and you put two more into the guy behind him.
Do I have another action where I could jump out of the barrel and be behind it now?
You want to use the barrel as cover? I would suggest a wall.
Am I close enough to a wall?
Yeah, you can hop back on the other side of the doorway just like Wolf is, pretty much.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah. Well, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll just pop out, pop back in.
Are you taking the barrel with you, or are you popping out of the barrel fully? are you?
Yeah, I want to pop out of the barrel fully. Can I? It's probably too much. Can I kick the barrel out towards them before I hop back into behind the wall?
I'll make you roll for it, and if you fuck up, you trip.
I think that'd be funny.
Okay. All right. Give me a poison athletics. No bonus.
I think Holden knows he can't do it. he's not going to do that. I changed my mind. He's not willing to do that.
All right. Okay.
He's going to hop out of the barrel to the side of the wall. I don't think I can roll under a three.
It's a good move, because as soon as you like leave the barrel and get behind the wall, the officers begin blind firing into where the barrel was from the last thing they saw, and you just see a slurry of splinters as they unleash, you know, slugs from shotguns into it.
Good. I want to scream like I'm dead. Maybe they'll think that they got me.
Okay.
And I'm dead.
That's pretty good.
All right, Mr. Wolf.
Oh. Are you just going to say my name, not a question? Like,
I know. I mean, it's like, what do you want to do?
Thank you. Thank you for asking me a question, Adam. I can answer it.
Why is everyone giving me such a hard time today?
Today?
Well, I'm going to flip around the gun in my hands again, so it's, you know, the right way around.
Yeah.
And I'm going to swing around the corner and start blasting.
All right. I'll say
hold on, I forgot to mention this. I'm ducking down so Mekan doesn't shoot me in the back of the head.
There you go. That's a very good point, too.
Good thinking.
Poison firearms. Again, don't forget your +2 on these guys.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, I got this. 6 successes.
What the fuck? All right.
Every bullet from the shotgun shell hits a person.
I mean, yeah, it's a shotgun, too. Don't forget that I kill them.
Do you want to come around the corner? Because they're all lined up. You know, this is like, they're prepared to breach, and you have a shotgun, and you've got a lot of successes. Do you want to describe to me how you kill the entire stack?
Wait, can I?
Yes.
Hell yeah, dude.
They were only going to take one shot from each of these, and you have more than enough successes to just keep fucking putting rounds out. So,
well, I duck down, I swing around, I go... And, you know, imagine that twice more, and they're all fucking falling down. There you go.
It's just a bloodied hallway of fucking, yeah. Like, a McDan. By the way, fucking, like, shitty McDonald's music's playing this whole time, you know? Like, what the kind of music you'd hear in, like, a fast food restaurant.
Like, pop music?
Kind of Muzak vibes.
Once I wrote that, I go, clear!
All right. We're back with Mad Gun. You just heard Wolf say clear. You know that his side is probably clear.
Okay. I flip to the other side and the same thing. Just start putting rounds to the door.
All right. I made you roll fucking keen and firearms last time, right?
No, you made me roll poise.
Oh, okay. You can do keen this time then. I'll say you're more prepared. You're not just like snapping.
I failed.
By how much?
Two.
Did you do your +2?
Yeah, did you do your +2?
I did.
Did you want to reroll or use any of your special abilities if you have anything that can...
All my shit involves grit and negative evasion tests.
I see.
Well, my partner also both gained a +1 on all rolls when we're together.
I failed by one.
Yeah.
Well, you managed not to shoot Holden as he jumps out of a barrel and gets behind a wall.
We could just use a narrative point. I bet it would end this fight quick.
Oh, man. I could use a narrative point, but for some reason, my narrative points are grayed out over here.
Oh, no. Those are just what you contribute to the team.
Yeah, no, there's nothing there now.
Yeah, because you don't contribute narrative points to the team because you're an old man who's also an old type.
What the fuck? You gave me one. Wow, ageist as fuck.
You gave me one.
Because I did something like...
We have four narrative points, collective narrative points to use.
Yeah, you have four collective narrative points to spend, and you can spend one of those for a reroll if you would like.
But you're not listening to what I'm saying. I did something a long time ago, and you were like, oh, you have no narrative points. I will increase your pool by one, and now it doesn't say one.
Hmm. Yeah, roll back the clip, Dallas. It should be pretty easy to find.
No. I vaguely recall increasing someone's narrative point by one, but I don't know if it was you.
I think it was me.
It was him?
Yes, because he's the only one who cares.
Right.
He got like a new type awakening or like a bunch of successes, and you're like, and then you gave him a narrative point increase.
And then you took it back, just like you did that barrel.
Yeah, that's what it was. I did something to like do the new type shit, and you were like, oh, you're too old to be a new type. And I was like, oh, cool, fuck me. And you're like, I'll just give you a narrative point.
All right, I will give you a narrative point of one.
All right, use it. We got a free narrative point.
I mean, I don't think that changes the total, because if he's just saying the sheet was edited accidentally, then the total should still be the same.
Yeah, you're right. We'll still use it, because we have four, and Lone Star doesn't need it.
What if I use it and then he uses it right after I use it to summon another wave of stronger policemen?
I could do that.
Wait, yeah. Don't give him ideas.
It's like two policemen stressed, like taped together with duct tape.
Yeah. See?
You'd have to shoot two rounds of shotgun slugs to get through them, Wolf.
So yeah, no. I'm not gonna reroll or anything like that.
Oh, you're laying down suppressing fire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm doing my
job. They should get a minus then.
They might have gotten a minus for suppressing fire if they weren't flashbanged.
Okay.
So they kind of don't know they're getting shot until that clears up.
As it sits right now, I'm old and I really don't want to kill anybody, so I'm doing this on purpose.
I see.
Yeah.
This is going to be them clearing up. I will still have them have, you know, effectively a minus one. The team on Holden's side, you can hear them on the other side of the wall, Holden. They're radioing, kind of panicked to obviously, like, command outside. Like, shots fired, we encountered resistance! John's down! Team B, throw it! You know.
So there is another team!
That's the one I killed.
Teams B through Z, come in!
No, they're referring to the Wolf side team, and that's why there's no response on the radio from them reporting in. I will say that is their turn. You can hear some mumbling on the other side as command outside kind of, you know, responds to their predicament with certain orders, potentially sending more men in. So we will start with Wolf we will start with Holden since this is your door.
I mean, what can I do other than just kill them?
Well, it's all about how you pop out from the wall and shoot at them, you know?
Oh, I know. I'm going to run and jump just across the doorway. And while I'm doing it, I'll shoot.
You're gonna Max Payne this?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I like that.
If there was another barrel on the other side of the door, I'd be going barrel to barrel. Is that a thing, Adam?
There's not another barrel.
Okay.
Poise and firearms. I won't make you roll like acrobatics to do the jumping part. It's the landing that's going to hurt.
That sucks.
But we'll see if your shots land first.
Leaving the heart of the dice.
Rolling.
Why does this suck?
Did you fuck up again?
See what you did, Adam? Now everyone's sad.
How sad you made him, Adam. You feel bad yet?
You can use it. You can use a narrative point.
How about you give us something for free, huh?
Yeah, give us something for free.
I'm not going to give you something for free.
I technically had a plus one on that, so it's not quite as bad.
How many failures is it?
7, 8, 9, 2.
Adam?
Two, Adam.
Two? You made two. Sorry, I didn't hear you. It was very quiet. I was like, I was waiting for you to say a number. I was like, what? Okay, two failures. Okay, that's not the worst. Yeah, so you throw your entire body weight into a horizontal jump out of the doorway into the hallway. Level your guns at the remaining three officers, firing as you do. None of your shots make their mark, and when you land, your shoulder pops.
Jesus!
It was a very bad idea. It hurt really. It didn't hurt. It hurt a good bit. Reduce your body by like one, I'll say. It's a slight injury. You are also now prone in front of three police officers with shotguns.
I made it to the other side of the door. Fuck you. There's no way I landed in front of the door.
Oh, you were going from like side to side. Oh, I thought you were
shooting
jumping.
While I was passing the door.
Okay, all right. You're not prone in front of three police officers with shotguns then. That's fine. You're just prone on the other side of the door going like, fuck my shoulder.
Sorry, I never played Max Payne. I don't know what Max Painting it is. I assume that's what that was. Hey guys, welcome to the commercial break. I'm gonna give a quick shout out to our newest patron, 2Lupus1. Thanks for joining up, buddy, and giving me a reason to interrupt the episode. All right, thanks guys, and enjoy the rest of the episode.
All right, we'll go to Wolf next, and then Madgun. And then we will move the scene.
I'm going to go out into the hallway and inspect what kind of equipment these people have. You said they have shotguns. Are their shotguns better than mine?
They might be. They look about equivalent.
Okay, fuck it.
In terms of like cost, yeah. What they have is like flashbangs.
I'm going to pick up some flashbangs and grenades.
Well, there are three here that remain. So you have three flashbangs. You can add that to your inventory for later.
Anything else that's interesting?
As you poke your head out into like the proper lobby of the McDaniels, you can now make eye contact with the employee that is behind the register. He is hunkered down back there.
He's still alive?
It looks like they shot him in the shoulder and in like the stomach, and he's like sweating really badly. And he's looking at you kind of like pleadingly.
I look at him for a second. I go back into the hallway. I grab a shotgun and I give it to him.
He takes it. All right, man. I'll try.
You better if you want to survive.
All right. He doesn't seem confident in his own ability.
Just point it at your enemy. Pull the trigger. The rest, you know, I mean, come on. The rest, the gun will do the rest.
All right. Thanks. Here. He tosses you some color-coded keys.
We're playing Doom now? I got a shotgun. I'm getting color-coded keys.
What's going on? these are to the back door so that you can get out the maintenance entrance onto the side. The front is where they came from.
Shouldn't you move that way too then?
You ask him if he should go there, and he kind of gives you a look.
I don't know if I'm gonna make it, to be honest, but I get paid 12 gila an hour, and I really believe in the Ayug's mission.
Oof, put him out of his misery.
Yeah, put him down.
Nah, he's gonna get up back.
Fine.
hold on, while I'm at it.
Oh my God.
He reaches into his pocket and throws you another set of keys. These have, like, some charms and stuff on them. They look like it's his personal set of keys.
There's some car keys on there. I guess I won't need that. And hold on, he reaches.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
I'm nervously looking to the front door.
Here's a barrel full of explosives.
You can see silhouettes of additional cops arriving and preparing to enter.
Here, take my phone. Tell my mom that I love her and call my girlfriend and tell her that that last argument that we had, she said some really mean things. But
I take the phone. Wait, I take the phone. I squeeze his hand. What's your name?
Elias.
Elias. Look, I got you. Thank you. Now watch the front door and I leave.
We'll do. Oh, I wasn't finished. Tell my girlfriend I don't forgive her for that last argument.
You know, truth to
tell her to
that.
Fuck herself. That's awesome.
They really got into it about which was the best Sonic game, okay?
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
That makes sense.
We should have put
her.
Him out of his misery. God damn.
Right? The one straight NPC. Come on. This is the representation we get, Adam.
There's been plenty of straight NPCs. Okay.
I don't know.
Who think all these cops are we just killed?
Okay. Mad Gun. Yeah. So you saw Wolf kind of go out further into the lobby on his cleared side, and you saw Holden jump across the doorway and shoot.
Oh, my God. Just leave me. I can't go on.
It is your turn. Holden has hurt his shoulder. It sounds very serious.
I want to go look at it and see if it is serious.
It might be slightly dislocated.
That good.
It's dislocated? Ooh. I have to put you down, buddy. What do I have to do to put his shoulder back into position?
You can just kick him if you want. I'll let that happen. you can just kick his arm and it'll pop it back into place. I would say you're experienced enough.
Yeah, Mad Gun's that good. Yeah.
All right. He's done this before.
I just kick his arm, I guess.
There's a loud pop.
Oh!
Holden, add one back to your body.
Boom.
After the initial pain, it feels there's an immediate sense of relief.
Mad Gun, you killed me.
Not yet. All right, we gotta go. Come on, get up.
Yeah, there are three cops on the other side of this wall, but, I mean, technically, Wolf has the keys now, so y'all can fucking hit the bricks if y'all kind of want out that side exit.
I'm down with doing that.
All right, then, I guess Wolf, come back into the room and tell him you're fucking leaving.
Yeah, okay, I run back into the room. I take a look at the Holden Mad Gun situation. Holden's fucking crying. And I say,
it looks real serious.
I got the keys. Let's go.
Thank God.
All right. Along with you comes Miss Sakano and the other three AU.
I don't think Lias has supporters. Such a big car, my friend.
That possibly won't, you know, they're carrying pieces. They're willing to carry their weight. But yeah, this might present an issue.
Did Lias just hang back and await death?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to hold him off.
He's going to hold him off.
For 12 gilla an hour.
Real patriot right there. He believes in the cause.
That's right.
He's going on like a hero.
All right, we are going to switch gears here back to an alleyway where a silenced gunshot rings out a little bit. Rast Marco has just shot Cinco Venus in the stomach.
Oh, what the fuck, dude? Why are you doing this?
He presses his shoe into the wound that he just made. Consider this slow death what you deserve for pretending to be a far better man.
Rest, come on, you gotta know it's me. Look at me!
He removes his foot and begins to walk away with his men. He, you know, speaks to them in passing, like, is that everything? And they respond, you know, yes, sir. You got everything here. Right, good, let's get out of here.
I suddenly realize that I'm still wearing my obnoxiously large shades.
Ugh, no wonder he doesn't recognize me. Rest, look at me! Ugh.
I take off my shades.
He turns back at you and looks at your face. This look isn't a look of remembrance or fondness. This is a look of slight spite and annoyance. If you don't die here and I meet you again, you pretend to be Pat Mitchell, I'll kill you. And he leaves. All right, Cinco.
Rest isn't my favorite anymore.
I like this.
Yeah,
I don't like him.
I love him.
It's like I'm liking him even more.
We're going to have to spank his monkey to get him back into shape.
Why can't I quit you, Rest?
He's way cooler now.
We got to break the boy.
The pain is intense in your gut. You feel yourself becoming fainter as your blood pulls beneath you. Your
Rest.
Consciousness drifts to and fro. You're too deep into this alley network behind the casino. There's no passing crowds, really. You can't exactly expect to be found or seen by anyone.
Oh my God, this guy's wounded! And he dropped my shades! I called this!
Over your radio, you hear Captain Tom chime in.
Hey, things are going bad. Cinco, Capri, hello? Hello? Anyone there? The other team needs support. Cinco, Capri.
Yeah. Captain, I've been shot.
He's on shore leave. He's like, what did you do? It's like, really?
As you reach up to grab your radio to key in, you realize you don't even have the strength to key in the radio properly, and your words will fall onto deaf ears. This might be the last moments of Cinco Venus. Tom's voice rings over the radio, and suddenly someone is there beside you. You recognize him. He's panicking over you quite a bit and looks very confused.
Holy shit, what happened to you?
It's Lee Bashir.
It's Rast. With
the doctor's back. Shut up.
Rast, you're back. Ugh.
What? I'm not... Who? What? It's me, Lee. Holy shit, you've lost a lot of blood. Oh,
hey,
God.
He has a doctor's bag?
He has a doctor's bag, yes. He looks like he was dressed for, going out on the town to some degree.
He has a doctor's bag.
Yeah, he has a little doctor's bag. He's just
like picks up women. He goes to a subway and
I'm a doctor, don't you know? I thought that would work.
Choking and he's like, "Is there a doctor in here?" And he's like, "Well, actually."
And he wiggles his eyebrows.
Oh, it's you, Polar Bear. What's up, guy?
Oh, holy shit! What happened to you? Holy fuck!
He opens his doctor's bag and starts getting out supplies to begin to patch you up and keep you from bleeding. He applies pressure to your wound.
Ah, thanks, buddy.
Are you... What happened?
I don't know, really. I honestly... It's all fucked up. I don't know. I'm gonna pass out now.
Wait, don't pass out, that's bad. You could, you need to stay conscious.
He reaches into his bag and passes some smelling salts underneath your nose.
Right, just hold still, just for a moment, okay? I need to turn you over to make sure the bullet went through.
He does so. All right, it went through.
That's a good thing, right?
It would be if you weren't prone when it happened. It turned into shrapnel and kind of also came back.
It means it's not grinding against your organs, at least.
That's good.
Yeah.
Keep it positive. Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me bandage you up and sanitize this. Fuck. Anyway, this isn't how I was expecting to spend my evening.
You're doing great.
All right.
I like your little bag. It's cute.
Thank you. I use it to pick up women.
Huh? I bet it works wonders.
Don't be so frank.
Another straight man. Adam's
finally some good representation.
I don't know if Lee Bashir is good representation.
I like all this heterosexual stuff we're getting. It's great. You should take Betty Scope in a new direction.
It's getting very heteroerotic over here.
He rolls you over again and sutures up the exit wound a little bit with some, broad, messy stitches, meant mostly just to seal the wound for now. He bandages and wraps you up, and then he takes out a syringe and a bottle, and he looks at you.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how painful is it? Oh, wait, hold on. Let me get my chart.
He pulls out a chart. It has, a little, expression scale of not hurt to very, very hurt looking face.
I touched the face that's bawling with a black eye and some teeth missing.
Oh, yeah, that's like a 7 or a 9.
That's only a 7?
Okay, it's like a 9. It's like, oh.
All right, I put my finger on the one where there's brain matter exposed.
That's a 10, okay. He puts the chart back and then sticks the syringe into the top of the bottle. Pulls out a decent amount, looks at you again, pulls out a little bit more, removes the bottle, and then says, "All right, this'll make it not hurt. I'll get you back to the Saint Sebastian, okay?" And then he injects you into your arm.
Wow, thanks, buddy. I feel much better now. No, I'm just kidding. Thanks, man.
You've been under the effects of morphine-like painkillers before. Yeah, this is strong stuff, and you immediately feel, like, removed from yourself, almost like you're astrally projecting. A sense of freeness, looseness, openness kind of graces your mind as you are no longer troubled by the pains of existing. And Lee Bashir helps you up, and you find that you have enough strength to kind of allow him to do so and aid him even. All right. You good?
Yeah, I'm feeling much better now. Thank you. That stuff's good.
Right. We need to get you back to the St. Sebastian so I can treat you properly, because my stitching's not going to hold, and you need blood.
All right, follow me. I'm just kidding. You lead the way.
are you going to tell me what happened? You can't just get shot in the back alley and act like nothing. You know, if I didn't hear your radio, you would have been dead.
Oof. Honestly, Polar Bear, I'm still trying to process what just happened. I thought I saw an old friend, so I followed him into the casino. I'm pretty sure that was him, but if it was, he's definitely not who he used to be. When I reached out to him, he refused to believe who I was and turned on me. I don't know, man. A lot has happened in the last couple hours.
All right.
It's just too much to take in right now.
Seems like the drugs are taking hold. You're not making too much sense to me right now.
Yeah, sorry.
Just, hold on your thoughts. Try not to fall asleep. Again, don't pass out. Technically I'm supposed to be in the brig, at the moment. Maybe don't tell anyone that, I found you.
Oh, he is so dead.
All right, deal.
Yeah, great, thanks. I really appreciate it. I just couldn't stay all cooped up in there, you know?
Oh, I get it, buddy. I'm glad you came. Saved my life.
I'm glad I was able to. But we're not out of the woods yet. Just how about you explain something you care a lot about to me? Maybe how you paint. Prefer your mobile suit to be painted, or names of special moves, or something to keep your mind off of it.
Okay, yeah. So I got, like, you know, the Red Rocket. You know, it's like super fast, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, you know, the Lone Star run fast, but I'm working on it, you know?
And he begins leading you back to the St. Sebastian.
It takes a lot of glute power, so I've been squatting, like, as much as I can lately, and
I'm regretting this. All right. Okay. Now we are going to go to Capri.
Hi.
Capri, where we last left off with your date with Jared, he offered to take you to a fancy place. Slightly.
Olive Garden?
Oh my God, he went to Jared.
He has held up his end of the bargain, actually quite literally, and you have arrived at a casual sit-down restaurant called a fancy place.
Oh, I hate these restaurants.
Y'all have ordered, and Jared has offered to pay for everything. He's gotten a nice bottle of wine for the table, cool. too.
There's, like, fucking violin covers of pop music playing.
There's wine at a fancy place.
But it's a fancy place. And of course, there's at least some selection
there's
of wine.
Yeah.
While he bought wine for the table, he's bought himself a Pabst Blue Ribbon to drink, though.
They have the special edition Pabst Blue Ribbon wine that he gets for the table. The fancy place specialty.
That's not a real thing, right?
No.
It is here.
It is here.
This universe. Fancy place like Waffle House mixed with Olive Garden.
So you you said you were a Fetty pilot and you had some degree of experience. You ever consider joining the Titans? He leans in.
Let's go.
I don't know. So tell me about you.
Oh, me? I'm not that important. Just one of the top scoring cadets in the Titans at the moment. And, you know, people say I have a chance of running it someday.
Oh, my my god, that's so impressive.
I could put in a good word for you if you were interested. You know your pay is doubled and you gain a few ranks, right?
You're acting like you like me or something.
I don't tend to buy dinners for ladies I don't like.
Cringe as fuck.
It's just, I don't know.
It's Jared Messa. Hey, Lloyd.
God, our straight representation, man. It's just, ah, oh, God.
I don't know. I just recently went through some stuff, so I'm just trying to figure out where the place for me is in this.
I get it. I get it. Last time I was on a deployment, Emma yelled at me for, like, running out of fuel and them having to come recover my mobile suit manually. You know, the stresses of being a pilot. But I'm sure you understand.
Yeah, I understand the stresses of piloting things. I also understand really feeling powerful when you do pilot things.
Right? You know, I'm afraid to talk about that with some people, but, you know, I try to lean into it, you know? It feels really good when you shoot down, you know, a bogey.
Sometimes I think that my friends are afraid of me when I start leaning into that power.
Oh, you're that good, huh?
I don't know.
I don't really know. Want you in the Titans, too. I think you'd look good in the colors. That was the fucking waiter about to come and ask if there's anything, you know. Yeah, like, is there anything I can have?
Oh, my God. What? That's good.
I don't know.
This guy slings PBR wine and he's like, fucking gross.
That says something.
Oh, after more attempts of him trying to convince you to rely on him to get into the Titans, which would totally pan out well and not poorly in the slightest, his two friends from earlier that you recognize show up, but they're in uniform this time. And they kind of walk into the restaurant and approach the table. Jared turns to the brunette woman in the group. Oh, Emma, Cacricorn. That's where you guys went. Just left me in the club alone. I see how it is.
Holy crap, we get another name character?
It's Emma and Cacricorn Coulier, or however you say his last name. They're canon characters.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Dude, we should kill Emma.
No!
Don't kill Emma.
Do it. Kill her. Do it.
Emma looks very annoyed at Jared's response, looks at Jared, looks at you, then very dismissively looks back at Jared. Jared, we've been called back to the ship. If you had your radio on, you would have known that we've been called back to the ship. What do you mean? We're on shore leave. You mean that we got called back to the ship? And Cacricorn kind of chimes in here. Colony's on high alert. There's rumors of Zeke remnants about. We got an anonymous tip. Jared suddenly doesn't look annoyed anymore. He looks excited. All right, where at? What are we doing? Emma kind of looks at you now, Capri. Not in front of the civilian, Jared. She says kind of monotone. Jared chimes in. Oh, don't worry about her. She's a Federation pilot. An ace, actually. I'm pretty sure she can help us out. You want to come along? He turns to you.
Oh, God.
What do I do?
Get out of there, girl. Just get out of there.
Just kill some Zeeks. It'd be easy. Be fine.
Yeah, but...
Jared sees a look on your face and turns back to Emma and says, is it a combat mission or what? What are the details? And Emma says, we're just acting as support, if necessary, for a raid on some fast food restaurant.
Okay, I'll go. I run pretty fast if I have.
You don't say that part out loud, do you?
No.
Jared looks happy and stands up, throws some money on the table, more than enough to pay the bill, and leave a decent tip to the sommelier he made vomit.
I love how they knew he was going to be at the fancy place.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's like, there's no way they would know unless he's just always here.
They might have went to two or three other places, but yeah, this is like, you know, possibly a place he takes people. often.
No. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. You follow along Jared, and he chats mostly with his squad mates who seem, you know, less than pleased with his company. Kakricorn is fairly warm and friendly to Jared, but the woman, Imogene, is not. She seems to be giving him a cold shoulder, very much still holding against him the fact that he had turned his radio off. Speaking of radios, you feel yours begin to activate. You can hear, like, you can barely hear it because you turned it down, but you can hear the captain's voice vibrating the radio itself. You can't hear what he's saying. It might be a bad idea to answer it here or, you know, let it keep going.
I just reach in and I turn it off. I have a feeling I'm going where things are happening.
Cool. Gotcha. Shortly after leaving a fancy place, after walking a few blocks, you arrive at a cordoned police line, which Emma, Kakricorn, and Jared, and yourself have no issue just kind of walking through the uniforms, you know, carrying the weight of authority. You guys walk to basically observe with a lot of other officers outside as a group of at least three groups of kitted out SWAT troops prepare to enter the McDaniels, or a McDaniels. It has an ugly fucking clown outside. You've never heard of this food chain before. It doesn't look appetizing. Emma walks over to one of the officers and begins getting caught up on the actual happenings at the site. But it looks like Jared and Kakricorn are just going to lean up against a wall and wait here like their orders have told them to. It's kind of boring. There's no gunshots. The cops outside seem to be waiting for something. You don't know what. Emma eventually comes back and says something to Jared. And Jared peels off and comes over to you. It looks like they're going to send these guys in, but they're probably not going to need us.
Oh, okay. I should probably get back.
Yeah, here. He brings out a piece of paper. It's a business card of sorts. It has his name, it has his rank, and it has Mobile Suit Pilot on it, along with contact information.
Oh, thanks. I had fun.
I did too. I look forward to, you know, hearing more from you, Capri.
Okay. See you, Jared. And I scamper away and go try to find somewhere safe to turn my radio back on.
Okay. You turn your radio back on. There's nothing being broadcast right now. But you can reach out to Captain Tom if you want.
Okay. I reach out to Captain Tom.
Capri, where were you?
I thought I was on vacation.
yeah, but sometimes things happen. get back to the Saint Sebastian, okay? Things have kind of gone tits up.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about this.
It's okay. I head back to the Saint Sebastian.
All right. Out of the back alley of the McDaniels, the Merc Sagan Ayug lead the Ayug sponsors to a very small compact car that belongs to the cashier, Lias. Rest in peace. As you exit the back of the McDaniels, you hear the front doors give, broken open, glass shattering across the floor. You hear boom. And then you hear like 20 more shotguns.
Damn, he did it.
Like I said, you find the compact car that you have the keys to. It's not a comfy fit, but everyone can actually fit into this.
How? How? We're like six people. No, we're seven.
Sitting in laps, dude.
It's it's a pretty uncomfy backseat. Who's driving?
Well, I am. Fuck you. Dibs. No, I have the keys. I'm not giving up the keys. I see the car. I'm like, I'm not sitting in the back.
Shotgun.
And I'll sit in the back.
Like I said, there's not even, there's hardly room to breathe back there. It is a tight fucking fit. So you can go out the front of the alley, which is probably where all the police are. Or you can go out the back of the alley where you don't know, but you're assuming the police aren't there. Not much of a choice, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're going out front. No, I'm kidding. We're going back.
All right, you slide the compact car out into the street and begin, you know, obeying speed limits, traffic signs, and integrating yourself with the rest of the normal traffic for the day. It's sparse in this part of the city because of what's going on near this McDaniels, and you have to kind of avoid several other roadblocks that are redirecting people elsewhere. But since you're just kind of in a civilian vehicle that doesn't have like obvious gunshots in it or anything, even though you're like six people packed into a car, you guys are like, you know, just directed back into normal traffic by these normal like, you know, street officers. You make your way back to the Saint Sebastian. At the Saint Sebastian, Captain Tom has he discusses with the AUG sponsors kind of the rest of the deal that needs to happen, and they work something out. And takes a while, but they iron out the details. Meanwhile, the rest of you learn that somehow Cinco has gotten shot and apparently wandered back to the ship alone for medical treatment. And he's currently in the med bay.
Alone? Oh, fuck off.
Sounds like good shore leave to me.
Am I there too?
That's how you do it, fellas.
You're there too. Capri, you have arrived as well.
Okay.
You go to some cool casino or something?
Or something. Yeah.
You guys weren't together? How'd he get shot?
We were supposed to meet at a club, but he never made it there, so I didn't think about him.
Yeah, I was wounded too. It was I touched my shoulder. It was pretty
your shoulder's better. Pretty crazy.
It is better now. We're still a little sore.
I went to a movie and I went to go eat dinner and
what the fuck?
I did mention I went to the club a little bit too, right?
Yeah. Would you eat dinner with a boy?
What?
You mean a boy?
What? Why do you care?
I don't know.
Leave me alone.
Okay.
After all you guys have some fun catching up, Captain Tom kind of wanders into the med bay where all of you are gathered. All right, we got a plan for moving what we need to move off the ship for the quote-unquote surprise inspection. So we should be fine.
I thought that was your job while we were out on shore leave.
Well, that's what the AU contacts were for. That's why I needed you to reach out to them. But bringing them here is, you know, good enough, I guess, I suppose. I don't understand why that McDaniels was raided. We must have a leak somewhere in the organization here.
I'm gonna look around the room. We already killed Rolo.
Everyone looks at Lee.
All right. The captain finishes telling you basically the basics of how things are going to be moved off the ship for the inspection in 2 days and how that's all going to kind of be done. And after he's through catching you up, he wishes Cinco a speedy recovery, stating that he'll probably need him fairly soon rather than later, and dismisses everyone.
Okay, and now?
Okay, I was just letting y'all talk if you wanted, but if not, I'll keep going.
Bye, guys. See you later.
See you next time.
Okay, so, Wolf, when you get back to your room, you have a pending message of sorts.
Okay, I take a look at the message.
You recognize who it's from. It's from Leisher.
Oh.
As promised, he said he would send you any information that is relevant to you and your crew since you were asking questions about certain members of your crew.
Take a look at the message.
There's no message, there's no text, there's no information of any kind. It's just a CCTV image of Capri standing next to two Titans and another guy.
Oh, fuck. That's interesting.
No!
Dead Sam Medium.